I did. I welcomed him on the phone. Yeah. We welcome back Corey. Yes. Definitely warrants an official welcome. Okay, we are up to, we're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top, 8th line from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. 11b, my guess is 3, but I might be wrong. 8 lines from the bottom. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Tamaya de Beis Shammai Kedukheskiya. Where did Beis Shammai learn you need a dinner for Kedushin? It's based on Cheskia. Now, what we're going to do here now is say a halacha about Amavriya. We're going to talk about a Jewish maidservant, nothing to do with marriage. We will move it over to marriage at a later point in the Gemara. So we should let the Gemara do its thing, work it out, and we'll see how we get Kedushay dinner, which Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel says Pruta, Beis Shammai says dinner. So we'll let the Gemara do its thing. Now it's talking about buying an Amma Avriya, not an Evet, an Amma Avriya. Amma Avriya is a girl under 12 that's sold by her father. That she goes out many different ways. One of the ways she goes out is that she can buy herself back. And the master cannot say no. He has no right to say, I'm not willing to, you know, usually, if I sell you a box of tissues, and I come back 10 minutes later and say, I'd like to buy it back, you can say, no. You bought it. It's yours. Why should you sell it back to me? The master bought an Amavriya. The Torah does not allow him to say no. Not only does it not allow him to say no, but he cannot set the price based on his desire. He has to set the price based on the sale price and then adjusted by the year. So if he bought a 6-year-old girl and at 9 she wants to redeem herself, she comes and says, I worked for 3 years, therefore I only owe you half the sale price. And he can't say, well, now you're worth much more. I trained you. I did it. Forget nothing. This is what the Torah says.
And each year she's worth the same. Even though
that's also a chiddush. Yes, that's exactly a chiddush. Correct. That's part of it. And that's what the Torah says has to happen.
Can he live with this woman?
He can marry her. And once he's married, it's a regular wife.
Living would be his marriage here.
Again, he has to. We'll learn about that later on, how he marries her. But that's not our point here. He's not marrying her. Again, and Amavriya, I'll just do this quickly. There's 3 mitzvahs that a master has when he buys an Amavriya. One is the Torah would like you to marry her as a wife. Number 2 is if you don't want to marry her, have your son marry her. And number 3, help her redeem herself. Those are the 3 mitzvahs that Adam has. And if he doesn't do any of the 3, then she goes out different ways. That's what the Torah says. Now, we're going to be talking about the Adam helping the redemption. And the way he helps is by A, not setting his own price, and B, accepting the per year amount that she, meaning adjusted by percentage of the sale price. Now let's read it inside.
Can I ask one question?
You can ask many questions.
Every single girl, even an islandess, 6 years.
Yes.
So what? Why was that come on about islandess?
Talking about he sold the 16-year-old that had no simanim.
Oh.
That's what they said. She was a ketana. She was no simanim in Iris. He sold her at 16, and then she developed islandess, so we would think, so she goes out as soon as at 20. She goes out because she goes straight to being bogus.
And the 35 one, he sold her when she was 31?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 years of
islandess?
I picked 60, meaning before 6 years. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Amar Kra, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar Tamayo de Beishame Kedechiskia. Amar Chiskia. Amar Kra Vahavdei. The Torah says Vahavdei, he should help her redeem. Melamed Shemigares Pijayna Vayitza. She can subtract from the amount of redemption per year, and she goes out. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Kedechiskia. It says that by Eved Ivri, he can acquire himself by deducting money. Shemachashev im adayin of Kshabah lived as a satsmai. He makes a cheshbon. He makes an accounting with his master when he redeems himself. Bekach bekach lichatami. You bought me for so and so much. This was for 6 years. That means per year it was this amount. See how many years I served. That saved me kesef miknasi and deduct the may avaydas shanim halolu betul hashar. Take off the amount per year and take the rest. Meaning, if it goes up in inflation, the master loses. He can't say, well, now avadim cost more. I don't care what they cost now. I care what they cost at the time of purchase. Now, we will see later on that that's not an absolute rule, but that we'll leave for later on. Raminim anonymously. And we ask, how do we know that? How do we know that the master has to accept, whether he wants to or not, the money for buying himself back, and he has no right to have anything to do with the price? It doesn't say she redeems herself. It says, v'havdei, he redeems her. What does that mean? He helps in her redemption by not getting the right to interfere with the percentage of the sale price. Now, in order to be able to do that, the purchase price has to be more than a pruta. Because if the purchase price was a pruta, there's no way to deduct. You can't pay part pruta, there's no such thing. So obviously, if the Torah wants her to be able to buy herself back, the purchase price of an amavria cannot be a pruta. And therefore, it's a dinner. Now, how we jump from a pruta to a dinner is going to be the Gemara's problem, but that we'll see. Therefore, since we see that the Torah wanted her to be able to buy herself back, and she has to pay at least a pruta to buy herself back, and that's going to be a fraction of the price, that means the price can't be a pruta. That means the original sale price had to be more than a pruta. And we go right away, Alma ain't amavria niknas b'pakas mi dinner. Now, that's a leap. From not being a pruta to being a dinner is a huge leap. And the Gemara is going to jump on that, but we're going to let the Gemara do its thing. Zakti Gemara.
Rabbi, yes, can I ask a question? Why is the assumption? Is it my turn? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Why is the assumption that the use of this verb for the master results in a prorated deduction? Why is that just the assumption that it means that there's a lesser amount of money she has to pay? Why isn't the assumption that because he's making her go out, that he has encouraged her all the years of her service, that she should try to get the money to go out, that he doesn't really want to keep her? Why does the assumption jump to that the answer must be the use of this word means pro rata?
The way I understand it is the Torah is saying he has to be involved in her buying herself back. He has to be make it easier for her to buy herself back. Not just in encouraging, but in action.
Maybe he could be arranging the full amount of a low interest loan so that she can get out.
That's
and
not
pay it back.
Again, I guess, I don't know. I honestly can't be sure where I know it from. I'll have to, the Gemara will talk about that later. When we get there, maybe the Gemara will address it.
Okay.
No, it's the Raisa.
Okay.
No, what Harvey is asking is Vahavdeh says he has to be involved in a redemption. From there, Chazal learned now Gero and Kesef. He's asking, maybe Vahavdeh means help her get money, not necessarily let her set the price. I don't know. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, the Avla dinner, if you say he bought her for a dinner, Haidimagareva Azlat Pruta. So, therefore, she can deduct all the way down to a Pruta. Eliyama, the Avla Pruta, mi Pruta, my Megara. How could she deduct? There's nothing to deduct. So therefore, it shows us, we haven't talked about a woman yet, we haven't talked about Kedushin yet, we're talking about an Amavriya, and we're saying that the sale price must have been a dinner, because it can't be a Bruta, so therefore it's a dinner, which the Gemara will jump on, but we'll see. Correct the Gemara, but who says that the sale price has to be deductible. Maybe the Torah is saying, if it was a higher sale price, then she can deduct and redeem herself. And if it was a pruta sale price, then enokinami she can't. Who says that that teaches us a minimum sale price? Maybe the Torah is saying, sale price can be anywhere from a pruta up. And if it's more, then she can deduct. And if it's a pruta, then she can't deduct. The Torah, who said that the Torah insists that the sale price be one that you can deduct from? Back to Gemara, the Dumahaki Kamarachmana. Hey, could the Yavla dinner take her out pruta? If he paid a dinner, then she can deduct all the way down to a pruta. Hey, could the Yavla pruta? They take her clout. When he gives her a pruta, maybe she can't do any deduction. How do we know that the Torah is setting a minimum sale price?
What would happen if, let's say, it was a pruta?
So she can't buy herself back.
Does that make sense?
Why not? So who says the Havdeh is an obligation on every Amavriya? Maybe if it's possible, it's there. If it's not possible, it's not there.
Why can't you say if it's not possible, she would just go out? You wouldn't.
Because you're making up a new rule. Who says? If the burden of proof is on you, not on me. Meaning you're trying to say a new halacha. Who says that halacha is written?
It only is for a half day if it's possible.
Right.
If it's not possible.
But then she stays in Amavri for 6 years.
Why is he's
making a new halakha that she goes free. I'm talking about an Amavri.
He's making a new halakha that she stays forever.
Again. Hold a second. No Amavri stays forever.
6 years.
The Torah is giving her a way out. The Torah didn't say that she goes free for nothing. She's bought for 6 years, she goes out at the end of 6 years. The Torah is giving her a new way out. Buy herself back. And the Torah says it has to be in a way that he helps her. And the way he helps her is by prorating the years. And therefore, it can't be a pruta because it can't be prorated. So maybe in a case when it's a pruta, that option is not there. I'm not going to create a new thing. I'm going to say it's not there. And for the Gemara, no. And the Gemara here makes all Gemara is unbelievable. The Gemara makes a comparison, and that is as follows. There's a halacha that a master can marry his amavriya. We mentioned that. It's a mitzvah on the master to marry his amavriya. He buys her as a maidservant. He should marry her. And that halacha is, you cannot sell, a person cannot sell his daughter to his brother. I'm sorry, that's wrong. He can't sell it to his father. No, that's also wrong. No, he can sell it to his son. He can't sell it to an erva, to somebody that this girl would be an erva to. He can't sell it to the girl's brother. A father cannot sell. Right, that would be a good case. A father cannot sell the Amavriya to his son because the son can't do yud to his sister. And he would be getting an Amavriya that yud is not a possibility. And we learn out that the Adon does not have to do yud, but he has to have the possibility of doing yud. You cannot sell a daughter to someone who legally can't do yud. Even though the Torah offers yud as an option, not as a requirement, but it has to be possible. We learned that out from Sukkim, that you're not allowed to sell your daughter to someone who won't be able to do yud. He doesn't have to do yud, but he has to have the ability to do yud. That's learned out from Sukkim. So we say, just like by yud, we insist that you sell her to somebody who has the possibility of yud. When you sell an amavriya, it has to have the possibility of a havdei. And if it doesn't have the possibility of a havdei, that's not a sale. Even though she doesn't have to redeem herself. She might never get any money. But the possibility of her prorating and getting out has to be there. And if you're selling her at a price that they can't be prorated, that's not a sale. Just like you, it has to be an option. Hub day has to be an option. Let's read it inside. He has the option either to or not to do yud. But if he doesn't have the option, it's not a sale. And that's learned out from Sukkim. If it's a price that's not deductible, so therefore that tells me you cannot sell your daughter for a pruta. And once it's not a pruta, we go to a dinner. And again, that will be a problem. And then the Gemara says, Kedusha isha lebeishamai navkulom amavriya. Kedushin is derived from Avriya, because the Torah compares Kedushin to Amavriya. Macheres yikach loy. Right next to Yud, the Torah writes Amavriya, right? So we learn it out from Yud. So ma Amavriya b'pruta loy mikna, af isha b'pruta loy megatcha. That's where Beishamai saw that pruta doesn't work for Kedushin. Frech the Gemara vei mepalga the dinner, vei mestei prutais. You jump from a pruta to a dinner. There's a lot of money in between. The Gemara is going to say later on in this daf, there's 192 prutas in a dinner. So we're going from a pruta to 192 times. Maybe it's two prutas. Maybe it's a half a dinner. How'd you go to a dinner? So the Gemara, kiva dafitimi pruta ukma dinner. Once you see that the Torah wanted a certain amount of money, logical that the Torah would want something chashuv, and we go to a dinner. Even though all we see is not a pruta. But once it's not pruta, so now the Torah wants you to go to something chashuv. The first chashuv a coin is a dinner.
Well,
and then,
what are the coins in between?
Oh, we're going to have a whole list coming up. Stay tuned.
100 prutas, is that chashuv?
I guess not. It's prutas. Dinner is a new entity.
192 was gold dinner?
Silver dinner. Again, this is all going to be discussed. Give me a Gemara. It's not me. It's all coming up in this Amud. The Gemara is going to discuss the coinage, if that's the right English word. So at the end of the day, according to this, Beishamai learned it out from Amavriya. Amavriya is a dinner based on the fact that it's not a pruta. Once it's not a pruta, we jump to Cheshivas. We had that Rashi that did it earlier. Once it's not a pruta, we went to a dinner, and the Gemara does it here, and therefore we know Kedushin is a dinner. Rashi. Zok Rashi.
I amre bishloima. This has to do with the lady's willingness.
Nothing to do with who said it does.
Is this Kushisha here?
Yeah. So the Torah is insisting that money be a dinner. Who said a word about a lady's willingness?
I thought anything less than a certain amount, she's not willing to do.
Pruta.
Right. Anything.
It's not up to her. It's a Torah set of money.
Is that telling her?
Why'd you say it's telling her? I don't know where.
That was telling her.
That was you decided. It's telling her. I don't see that here.
Over here, I'm making a lot of things. I'm assuming a lot of things here.
Yes. Torah said money. What is money?
Whatever a lady considers.
No, that's you decided that. Beishamai said, we see from you that it has to be a dinner. The Gemara tried that, but the Gemara slugged it up before.
What's the jump from you to dinner?
What?
What's the jump from you to dinner?
From yud? No. Yud is not a jump to dinner.
Has the possibility of yud.
Right, so that has to have the possibility of redemption.
And a pruta you can't divide.
So therefore, pruta can't be the sale price. Rashi. Yeah, I'm a bishlam and pruta my megara, the bottom Rashi and the other base. She didn't like shuv klum. There was nothing to her to give her. Kame matzik most of Arma Kedusha isha lebeishame ma'amar v'ya nafkele. Ella the Bechina be Gemara. The Gemara didn't finish yet. The Gemara interrupts. And the Gemara says, "Who says you have to be able to redeem?" Don't think that she can be acquired by something that has no deduction. I'm sorry. Gerua means deduction, subtraction. Prorating would be called Gerua. Megaras means she subtracts. Shenichtav Geruakan. Dim Yudir. Kehekud Amalinian Yir. Shenichtav Imai, which is written right there. Ashaloya Adav. That he didn't marry her. We learn now that the master can marry her during the years of her servitude. He doesn't have to give her new kedushin. He can say, you are married to me with the money that I paid for you. And later on it says, cannot tell it to relatives that you can't marry. Because he can't marry her. Now, he doesn't have to marry her, but he has to have the possibility. This is the end of his statement.
So he needs to be able to be
He ends. We learn out kedushin from yiyot. Palga the dinner, veiki garua at pruta. You can take it down to pruta. Why are you going all the way up to dinner? Kivin da victim pruta. Alma chashivusa boy, you need a chashivus. Uk my dinner the chashiv. Yes.
You said possibility. Does that also mean eligibility?
Yes. Correct. Rava Amar, Rava says, Hainu time of the Beishamai, Fliyu benaisi soka hefker. Rava says a different reason for Beishamai. It's a rabbinic requirement. Biblically speaking, pruta is money. Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that a woman who gets kedusha kesef for pruta is biblically married. But the Rabbanan didn't want women to go for so cheap. So they came and they said, we insist on a dinner, and if you don't give a dinner, we're going to remove the kedusha. Avkinu Rabbanan leKedusha Minei. We've seen Rabbanan's power that they can pull the plug on kedusha. They decided women have to be treated better. You can't just give them a pruta. It demeans them. And therefore, they decided the women need a bigger coin. And they decided which coin. But it was out of Rabbanon, it would have been no derisa. We've been looking for a source of Beis Shammai that's biblical. Zakrava, it's not. Biblically, a pruta is money. Rabbinically, Rabbanon remove kedushin. Avkinu Rabbanon the kedushin minay, unless you give a dinner. Yes, but it doesn't make a difference because they removed the kedushin. Bottom line is she's not married. Rashi, look Rashi, kehefker liknis b'dam remuot. But Rabbanon who's the carmel l'mishamai. The avkinu Rabbanon the kedushin. Rabbanon remove the kedushin. Rabchusim midinah. At the end of the day, we have two pshatim and Beis Shammai. We tried other pshatim, didn't work. The two pshatim that we have, really three. Last week we had a pshat that a regular girl doesn't want to be mekadesh as less than a dinner, and therefore at nighttime, or with a shliach, she needs a dinner. But if she wants to accept the pruta, she is mekadesh as even according to Beis Shammai. We had that on Yud Aleph, and Aleph is one of the pshatim. We tried a second pshat, which we slugged up. And now we have Rishlakish's pshat that we learned about from Giroin and Rava's pshat that it's rabbinic. Dr. Gemara Vayta. Beis Hillel, I remember pruta. And Beis Hillel said, kedushin can be done with a pruta. Sava Rav Yosef Lameimer pruta koldu. Rav Yosef wanted to say, pruta means any coin. Whatever the coin is in your country, the smallest coin is a pruta. That's what Rav Yosef wanted to say. In the United States of America, you can be mekadesh a woman with a penny. We don't care what pruta was worth in the time of the Torah. When the Torah said money, it means anything that's viewed as currency in whatever country you are. A penny is currency in the United States of America, so you can get a married with a penny.
Even if you can't buy anything?
It's a penny. It's money.
Even if it can't buy anything?
I have that. I don't know. You can buy an isha. You buy a field. It's money.
We care about the material either. It doesn't have to be white, silver, but
that can be copper. That's what I'm saying. So holds pruta. Pruta is copper. Again, pruta means any coin. That's how he translates if pruta was the smallest coin in the time of Chazal. It means anything that's recognized. Again, this is what he said. Amale Abaya. So Abaya said, you can't say that. V'alok tani, there's a brisa that says, kama hi pruta, echad mishmaitna b'isser italki. The brisa says that a pruta is an eighth of an isser. Now, if pruta means the lowest coin, why are you identifying what a pruta is? Who cares? If the brisa is trying to tell me what a pruta has to be worth, that means there has to be a value to the pruta that's a constant, not that it changes by the coinage of the country. Because if not, why would the brisa bother telling me what a pruta is? It's a coin. Whatever coin there is. In the United States, there's a penny. And in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what the smallest coin is. Whatever it is, that's what it is. What? Pen agarot. That's it. Whatever it is.
Was there such a thing as an eighth of an isser coin?
Yes, in the time of pruta. That was a pruta, an eighth of an isser coin. But why would the brisa tell me that if it doesn't make a difference? If you tell me there's a minimum value, so you have to tell me what is a pruta. So I should know in the United States of America to figure out what a pruta is. But if you tell me I don't care what a pruta is, it's a coin, so don't tell me what its value is. Who cares?
Italki a standard?
In those days, not today. I don't have an Isser Italki today.
No, but that was standard.
It was a standard, yes.
Maybe the Italian Isser was the standard. This is worth one eighth of an Italian Isser.
Right. Again.
One eighth of an Italian Isser is a coin.
Again. If the Bryce is trying to identify.
That's an amount. That doesn't mean that there's a coin that there's a one eighth of an Isser coin.
There was a pruta coin. There's no doubt that there was a pruta coin.
A pruta coin, fine.
So if any coin is good enough, why do I care of its value?
The Rebbe said there's a coin that in Italian money that's an Isser. It's not a coin of an eighth of an Isser. It's not a coin.
There is a coin called a pruta. And pruta is worth an eighth of an Italian Isser. So I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
But that's
doesn't mean that there's an Italian
pruta. I don't need an Italian pruta.
Yeah, that's what the Rebbe said.
Yes.
Does it fluctuate?
What? Again, all that, we're starting a piece of Gemara. If at the end of the Yama you have that question, ask it to me. The Gemara's going to talk about it. Again, and I'll mention it one more time. We Paskin. And this is the Machloikas and Masechtas Bar Metzia and Hazav. We paskin that the only thing that doesn't fluctuate is silver. See, the problem is, in the time of Chazal, every coin was worth the metal that it was minted on. And therefore, prices changed as different metals got more expensive. But in order to have a system that's based on something that doesn't change, you have to have something that is the absolute money. And everything else vis-a-vis that, is commodity. So even though pruta is money, but so is silver. So which is the money? The silver or the copper? The silver or the gold? Metals change value. So is that silver went up in price and down in price? Or is that copper went up in price and down in price? Or is it that gold went up in price and down in price? How do you judge that? So the Gemara decides in Masechtas Hazav that we are in a silver-based system. Silver doesn't change. What changes is the commodity. The dollar is a dollar. Everything costs more or costs less, but the dollar remains standard. In halacha, silver is the standard.
Used to be that way in this country too.
Could be.
Yes. Gold. It was gold for a little while, but most of the time. But that is called
currency, right? I mean, that's what we're talking
about. They're all
currency. Mostly silver? See, today, I mean, in the time of Gemara, pruta was a currency. You bought tables with prutas.
And
what's
pruta considered?
It's not silver, it's copper. But its value was decided by vis-a-vis the kesef.
Yes,
the Gemara is going to go through this. Let's give the Gemara a chance. So the Gemara writes, "B'chite mahani mili b'darish of Moshe." Maybe the Brisa is just telling me what it was worth in Moshe's generation. But today, it's whatever is a pruta, whatever is the smallest coin. But it's not true. Because he asked Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amr, he said, Shir of Samoy b'dayrek, havi prutach mishvayt b'shratalki. That Rav Samoy said, in his generation, a prut is an eighth of an Isser. And because he asked Rav Amr, the story of Rav Yana, Rav Aisha, Shiru kam haver prutach mishisha b'shratalki. They said, no, it's a sixth. Now, if it's the smallest coin, what are they arguing about? It's the smallest coin. It's not just identifying in Moshe's days. The Raya is, they're talking current events. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and he said, this is what I was taught of Prut is. And Rav Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and he said, this is what I taught was Prut is. If it's the smallest coin, what are they talking about? Is a Raya that you need a certain value. What is worth a Pruta is a value. And either eighth or sixth, we'll see what the Machlokes is about later on. Rashi.
Don't we say that less than a
Pruta
is not called
money? Right. Pruta, what does Pruta mean? What does Pruta mean?
Right. Well,
Rav Yosef is saying Pruta means any small coin. See, you decided that Pruta is an amount. That's because you decided that. What if I tell you Pruta means the smallest coin? The smallest recognizable currency by the government. That's what Rav Yosef said. Abai argued. It's not in the Mishnah. Pruta means the smallest coin. That's a brisa. The Mishnah says an eighth of it, that's fine. That's Abai's kasha on Rav Yosef. So how does Rav Yosef answer it? I don't know. Maybe he answers that was the Mishnah Rabbeinu's time. Maybe, I don't know. But the Gemara shrugs him up from Rabbi Samoy and the other one. You're right, it's a Mishnah.
That's a Jewish standard. In other words, I always thought the Pruta is only Jews forgive each other for not paying them of the Pruta. And Goyim have a different value of money.
Again. We're not interested now whether Goyim are Meichel or not Meichel. It has nothing to do with that.
But isn't that... It's a Jewish standard.
No, it's not a Jewish standard. It's a money standard. It doesn't make a difference to Goyim. They don't care what a Pruta is. You're
talking about less than a Pruta.
They don't. Okay. What you're talking about is a totally different thing. The Goyim aren't Michael anything. Nothing to do with Pruta. Pruta just happens to be the smallest coinage.
Okay. So, in other words, if they would have meant it something, but they didn't. Then that would have been the coin that we used. If they made some coin less than a Pruta, then that would have been...
For what reason? For what purpose? A Kedusha? No.
Kedusha. No,
because we're saying you need a Pruta. That's what the Torah calls money.
Because there is no less coinage. Lesser coinage.
No, because that's what the Torah called money. It doesn't make a difference if there was or isn't.
What do you know that's called money?
From the Mishnah.
The Mishnah tells us.
Correct.
Okay.
The Torah doesn't say the word Pruta, I don't think, once.
Right.
But that was Moshe Rabbeinu's money. And that's what was set in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu to be money. That's not how Rav Yosef understood it, but that's how Abai understood it. And that's how we go by. Therefore, you have a penny, which is not a Pruta. But it doesn't make a difference in Halacha. Rashi. Dr. Ashi called the Hukol Mash Adaris Mashanan Masavet Beya. Whatever the generations change coinage, Pamim Shapaksim, sometimes it's less than a Pruta, Pamim Shemaisifim Mishkalim, sometimes it weighs more. Shirab Samoy, Maisib Alufana Beisha Shinitskacha Bepruta, Behitchikli Ashava Echad Mishmainda Beisir. He checked to see what is the value of the Pruta in the day, and he found out that the Pruta dropped in price, and it wasn't worth an eighth of a Isser, and he said it's not a good Kedushin, or Bittel is a Kedushin. Echa Mishisha, the Kamim Mepharish Muktayu. Zok to Gemar Vaiter. Amalei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, if you're right, I got a problem. Yehachi, Hainu de Tanina, this is just a brisa that says, Tzei v'chosh of Kama Prutas b'shnei Sloim. Figure out, how many Prutas are there in two Sloim? And the Brisa says, Yaiser Malpayim, more than 2,000 Prutas. Now, based on the 8 to Isser Italki, and the Gemara is going to go through coinage later on, so we'll just trust the Gemara now. Based on an eighth of an Isser Italki, there's 192 Prutas in a dinner. There are 8 dinner in 2 sloim, 4 dinner per sela. 8 times 192 is 1536. And trust me, Rashi tells it to me. I didn't have to have any mathematics. But that much mathematics I can do in my mind. 8 times 192, and Rashi does it an easy way. He does 8 times 200 is 1600, and deducts 8 times 8 because it's 192, and therefore he has 1536. That's a good way to do math, by the way. Anyway, 1536. So it says more than 2,000. If you're right that a prut is an absolute amount, how can the Braisa say that there are more than 2,000 prutas in Tuslot? If a pruta just means the smallest coin, this, in the time of the Braisa, the smallest coin was less than a 2,000th of Tuslot. But if you're going with an absolute amount of a pruta, so it's 1536. How in the world do you get more than 2,000? That's what Rav Yosef asked Abaya. If you're right, what's shot in that Braisa? Zakti Gemara, hashtag payim lehavi, it's not 2,000. Yosef ma'payim karalu. Amalu ahu saba, so there was an old person there. Amayra, obviously. He said, I'm not tanina lo karva payim. My girsa and the Braisa was not more than 2,000, but close to 2,000. Frak the Gemara Saif Saif, Alba Chamash Meis with less than the Shisahu, it's only 1536 to heaven. So how do you get close to 2,000? Zog the Gemara, Kiva the Navkalu Mipalga, once it's over 1,500, Karv La Paim Karle. The Braisa calls it close to 2,000. Rashi. You're not willing to accept less than an eighth. It says more than 2,000. Hashta, if it's an eighth of an Isra Italki, a pine prutus will have a Mishnei Sloim. It's not even going to be 2,000 because the priest is Mishnei, like we'll explain later on. This Mishnah is written by somebody who has Hanoah from a Hegdish. Shemevi al Hanoah's pruta, Ashim Bekesim Shkalim. The Braisa says if a guy is male behegdish, a pruta, he has to bring an ashram that's worth 2 sloim. So the Braisa says, wow, he had anah of a pruta, and he's got to bring an animal that's worth to more than 2,000 times as much. Not a good investment. The Braisa is trying to tell me what an avera costs. And the Braisa says, it's more than 2,000 times the amount. And our question is, it's not even close. Amalei Husaba, Tayat of the Mishnah Zoo, you're making a mistake in the Gersa. Now, not Tanina Lo, the Korv La Payim Tanina Bo. It says close to 2,000. And the Gemara says, Apai Avo Alpha Vachamish Mevat Lassim Vishitab. Now, Rashi gives you the mathematics. Shasela Dala Dinarim. Sela is 4 dinner. La Dinner Chav Dala Lissarim Kizakaman. And the dinner is 24 Issers. That means you have 24 issers in a dinner, and you're telling me that a pruta is an eighth. 8 times 24 is 192. So therefore, the issur shmeina prutas, la'ilam nimtzu kuf tzadi beis prutas b'dinner. That's 192 prutas for a dinner. V'ashmeina dinner should be shnei sloim, 2 sloim is 8 dinner. Oilam kalechad mesayim prutas chaser shmeina. Each dinner is 200 minus 8. That means 8 is 8 times 200 minus 8 times 8, which is 1536. If you can't do it in your head, do it with a calculator. 8 times 192 equals 1536. Dr. Gemarik, even the Nafke Elev Hasheni Michetjai, once we're over the halfway point, Shloish and Vishisha Karav, 36 over the halfway point, Karav the Apayim Karlo. We call it close to 2,000. End of the day, Prusa is a set amount. Not like Rav Yosef, but like Abaya. Gufa. Amar Kiyasa Rabdimi, he said, Amar Shir Rab Samoy B'dayrai. It has to be worth a set amount. It is a coin. I don't care if it's a coin, you can give her a box of tissues. But it has to be worth a set amount. And the set amount is what was approved in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is an eighth of an iser. Gufa. What is a pruta? One eighth of an iser. Yasser Ravin, These people, let me just explain this. I have mentioned this a number of times, I think. Bubbo and Eretz Yisrael were far apart, hundreds of miles apart. And therefore, the fax machines didn't work, and the email didn't work. And everything that had to be transmitted had to come by people who traveled. There was a certain number of Royim that went back and forth, or they came from Eretz Yisrael to Bubbo, and they taught us a lot of Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. So Ravin and Ravdimi were two of the main ones. But they a lot of times disagree. But they came from Eretz Yisrael and they told us what they learned in Eretz Yisrael. So Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and he said over Reb Samoi, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, that it's an eighth. And that's what Ravdimi said. And Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and he said of the story, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Ishiya said, Kami putech ha-mashisha b'sisri talki. So they came and they told us what happened in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Abaye l'Ravdimi, Neima at v'Ravin b'plukta d'ari tanoi k'mifligayu. You know, we have a brisa that seems to be a machlokes. It seems that you and Ravin are taking different sides of tanoim, the Tanya. Puta shamru chachamim, echad mishmayna b'yisri talki. Okay, now here we go. We're going to do the coinage now. Shei shma kesef dinner. A dinner is six ma. Remember yesterday we mentioned there's a machloikis whether a ma is a silver coin or a copper coin. But there's six ma in a dinner. Ma is shnei punjunin. A pinjun is two ma. Is a half a ma. So we have six ma in a dinner. Each ma is two pinjunim, which means 12 pinjunim in a dinner. Punjun is shnei isarin. And a punjun is two isers, which means there are 24 isers in a dinner. An iser, shnei musmisim. And an iser is a different coin, two musmisim. That means there is 48 musmisim in a dinner. And musmis is shnei kuntrunken. You rarely have these coins mentioned. And that means there's 96 kuntrinken in a dinner. And kuntrinken is shnei prutus, which means there's 192 prutus in a dinner. That means it's an eighth of an iser, because an iser is two punjins, an iser is two musmusin, and a musmin is two kuntrukin, and a kuntrukin is two brutus. So a pruta is an eighth of an iser. That's the Tanakhama. Shimon Gamliel Omer, a different coin system. It's amazing. They both lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they had a totally different coin system. They all had a dinner, and they all had a pruta, but the coins in between were different values. In Rav Shimon Gamliel's place, they had hadrasin, shleisha hadrasin lama, six ma in a dinner, three hadrasin to a ma, which means 18 hadrasin to a dinner. Shnei hanatzim lahadras, two hanatzim for a hadras, that means 36 hanatzim to a dinner. Shnei shmonim lahanetz, two shmonim to an eight, which makes it 72, and beis prutim l'shamin makes it 144 prutas per dinner. So here you have a machlokes tanoim. Is a pruta 192nd of a dinner, or 144th of a dinner? One says it's a sixth of an iser, one says it's an eighth of an iser. Nimsa pruta achas mishisha b'iser v'talki. So Abaye says to Ravdimi, you and Ravim seem to be arguing in the Machlokes Tanoim. So the Gemara Lema Demara Makitanakama. You who said an eighth hold like the Tanakama. But Ravim that becomes Shimon Gamliel. Amalai bein didi bein Ravim aliba the Tanakama. We both agreed to the Tanakama that the standard is that a pruta is an eighth. But Malai Kasha. Hadi Yaku Isuri, Hadi Zuli Isuri. Remember, copper goes up and down in price. The standard is 8 per iser. But what happens if the price of the iser went up? Down, I mean. So then prut is only a sixth of an iser. Sometimes iser is more expensive. Sometimes iser is less expensive. I don't know why pruta doesn't change, but it seems like the value of the iser changed, and therefore the pruta was a different fraction of an iser. Regularly, it's an eighth of an iser, but sometimes the price of an iser drops, so a pruta is a sixth of an iser. If the price of an isser goes down, a prut is a sixth. Are the ikri isuri kum esser v'arba mezuzah? When the isser is expensive, it's 24 mezuzahs, and therefore the prut is an eighth. Of the zul kum plus an atari mezuzah. Sometimes the isser drops and you get 32. If you get 32, then a pruta is a sixth. Now, why isser changed and pruta didn't change? They were both made of copper. I don't know.
Oh, this isser was copper?
Yeah, that's a big shaila, but I'm going with the sheet that says it's copper. Because earlier Rashi told us that ma is the smallest silver coin. And his Rebbeim held the dinner was the smallest silver coin. So the rest is copper. So it seems for some reason Isser changed, but Pruta didn't change. And I don't know why. I can't figure out why. See, we're used to currency changing, but that's because, not because of the value of the money, the value of the country, whatever it is. Right? The Israeli shekel changes vis-a-vis the dollar. But anyway, Rashi. Next Rashi. But the putas are bigger. That's 18 hadrasim. Then 36 hanatsim. Then 72 shmenim. Then kuf mem dal putas. 144 into 24. This is math. Aliba the Tanakama, the Ainuk Stamas Nisan. Bab the Rav and Lavshay Sifuah Prutas. Not that there were bigger Prutas. Oh, we saw in Huslu, the Isorin went down in price. Bamdu Shleishim Mishtaim Bediner, Bimeim, in their days. Loilam Kup Tzadi Beis Prutas Bediner. Chashav Vav Pam and Shleishim Mishtaim, Timtsukup Tzadi Beis. 6 times 32 is 192. Meirim Simoi, Hayesurim Yikarim Kimishbatam. There was a regular price. Chavdal Bediner, and if the Shaputas, Yikup Tzadi Beis the dinner, Hayesachav Mishmoy Nebiyasir. So again, it's mathematics. At the end of the day, a pruta is either an eighth or a sixth of an isser, depending on the value of the isser. Everybody should have a wonderful day.